This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast to you live and in living color from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. And to all those people that are listening to us, both across the country and around the world, thank you very much for tuning in and chiming in and opining in. Getting a lot of comments tonight from our various different avenues. And a special shout-out goes out to our great military men and women. Also, let's not forget about our first responders, and let's not forget about our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. By the way, Coast Guard, 4,600 pounds of cocaine brought in. Way to go, Coast Guard. And to all those people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. To our Uber, our Lyft, our taxi drivers, also our big old charter bus drivers driving those tour people back and forth between the Northeast and South Florida. We appreciate everything you're doing. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. The Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, here he is, Mondays and Fridays, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start with something a little different. We have been told in the last hour that there is going to be, on Sunday in Hong Kong, a million-man march. Is that going to be enough, Frank, to bring the Chinese military into the middle of all this?
Boy, if it isn't, you'd have to wonder what would be. I'm actually quite surprised that they haven't rolled tanks yet. It could be because of their economy. You know, we finally have a president who's using tariffs, and they wouldn't want the rest of the world jumping in on that to punish them for coming down hard and violently on the people of Hong Kong. But this is not typical of the Chinese to suffer this kind of stuff. So Sunday will be a telling day.
Yep, and we'll just have to sit back and watch and see what happens. So while you're watching a football game, don't be surprised we don't see that breaking news up on the screen there. Now, speaking of breaking news, last night it was Omar and Tlaib that were making the news because they were told by the Knesset, not by Benjamin Netanyahu, not by an ambassador, not by Donald Trump, they were told that they were not welcome. They were not welcome in Israel.
Yeah, I wonder how they're going to blame Russian collusion on this one. You know, you've got two vehemently anti-Semite Muslim people who constantly talk about how great the Palestinians are and how horrible Israel is, and they thought that they were going to go over to Israel and the Israelis were going to allow them a platform to smear them further. You know, this is they're meeting a point where people are saying we're not putting up with your arrogance anymore, and because the Israelis don't have to sweat the American media, You know, it's just like, no, you're not coming over here to drool venom all over our airwaves over here. We're not giving you a platform to smear your own president, so well, you're not coming.
Well, part of the problem that was going to expose itself was the fact is they weren't going to the normal places where politicians would go in Israel. They were going specifically to where the Palestinians were and to where the Muslims were. And by the way, the organization that invited them to come over there was a hardcore Palestinian terrorist group.
No, I'm sure, and you know, these are the type of people, and don't count them out yet. If they could figure a way how to get through get across the border into Gaza from Egypt, they probably will. You know, so it's Israel didn't want to give them a platform, but these are people who are pro-Palestinian, and they don't really care when the Palestinians start blowing people up. And when they start killing Israeli troops, they believe the Palestinians are an oppressed people that the Israelis have indentured. So, you know, if there's a will, there's a way. They'll get over there. But I applaud the Israeli Knesset for shutting them down.
Well, there are some groups. For example, there's one that calls himself the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, a powerful pro-Israeli group that rarely speaks against the country's government, but they push for Israel to let these two congresswomen in, and I think it would be a big mistake.
It is, because all they would be doing is giving them a platform to up their game a little bit more about how horrible Israel is. It's one thing to sit there and say, we believe in free speech. It's another thing to invite people in that you know are going to vomit venom at you.
Yeah.
You know, they don't need someone coming in there to agitate the Palestinians more than they're usually agitated in order to spark violence inside Jerusalem. So, you know, not everywhere needs someone standing on a stage pumping a fist in the air saying, we have to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, folks, I'm speaking to Frank Silvato, managing of the New Media Journal, also host of the Underground USA podcast, and both of those can be found on Facebook. Just go over there and type the names in, and you'll find them. Okay, now, very quickly, we have got five Democrats, senators, warning the U.S. Supreme Court it could be restructured, and they urge it to drop the Second Amendment case that they're about to hear.
Boy, you know, talk about just urinating on the Constitution, or we're going to threaten to pack the court and restructure you. You know, they're a co-equal branch of government. Their job is to interpret the Constitution, and they're looking at a case that actually interprets the Constitution. How dare these people threaten another branch of government when they're running for another branch of government?
That's it.
This is how constitutionally illiterate they are.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And, of course, we got to take a break. Here comes the music. And good morning, Christine. Hope you're doing well. And good morning to everybody that's chiming in here. I'll try to mention you here in the next little segment here. Got a lot of people all of a sudden chiming in, shaking the cobwebs out, if you will. All right. And I'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. And I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. And let me tell you about the brand new Nissan Titan 5.6 liter 390 horsepower V8 SL 4x2 crew cab pickup that I'm driving around right now, courtesy of Moss Nissan. Now, this truck rides better than a car. The leather-appointed captain's chairs with 8-way power seat and power-adjustable lumbar support are so comfortable on my ailing back. And I'll tell you what, it's also got heat in it, too, so I can turn the heat on, and it really feels good. Now, it's got a killer Rockford Fosgate premium audio system, too. Crank it up, baby, and I got it going on down the road. And remember, you serve, you save at Moss Nissan, where all active-duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators, too, all get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on your new Nissan vehicle. And don't forget, there's a lot of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too. They all come with Moss Care, free oil changes, and tire rotation for life, plus much, much more. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Or give them a call at 727-815-3095 with two locations to serve you, Crystal River, Newport Richey. Don't forget the Moss Wholesale to the Public store in Homosassa Springs, the Moss Family Chevrolet store up there in Carrollwood on Northdale Mabry, and coming soon to Tampa, another Moss Nissan. Now that's Moss Nissan, the home of you serve, you save. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you another $500 off your purchase. Tell them the captain sent you. Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S. Nissan.com. All right, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, back with us. And Frank, I had a whole bunch of questions during that break coming from listeners wanting to know about Omar and Tlaib. They want to know who's paying the bill for them to go over there on this trip, should they go.
Well, traditionally, when people from Congress go overseas, when they're not in session, it's the American taxpayer
that's
that
correct.
Pays for it.
That's correct.
They put in requests for junkets, and you know, everybody takes a hop over the pond together, and then people split up into their different specified junkets. But traditionally, yeah, it's us.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yep. So
I kind of like to see what their itinerary was, and if that was the only visit that they were going to do, because if that's the case, it's a tip in the bucket to that they were just going over there to agitate. I'm curious as to whether they went visited any place else over in the Middle East, or if they went to some of the places that have been inundated with refugees, read illegal immigration, over in Europe.
Well, they were going to the typical places where Israel's had problems, as well as in Jerusalem. They weren't going to Jerusalem to go to the Wailing Wall. They were going to Jerusalem to go to the Palestinian section.
Yeah, they were, and this is why I say in the last segment, I said, they're not going to give up very easily. If they can get into the Palestinian locations over there, and I refrain from saying Palestinian territories, if they can get to the Palestinians by another route than going through Israel, they will try to do that. But let's see what the countries that usually facilitate that avenue do when they come and ask for help.
Now, we've got a lot of careless comments being made by the politicians in America right now. And one of the worst ones that came out yesterday came from the mayor of Philadelphia. And I'm just going to play this, and I'm not going to say a word till it's done. But this is the mayor of Philadelphia. His name is Kenny. And this is what he's saying about the bad shooting situation there in Philadelphia.
But our officers need help. They need help. They need help with gun control. They need help with keeping these weapons out of these people's hands. I mean, I told you earlier, the two little boys that were, the officer had his head grazed just a little bit more, and those two little boys were brought up without their dad. Because this government, both on the federal and state level, don't want to do anything about getting these guns off the streets and getting them out of the hands of criminals.
Now, that, to say the least, is a very dumb statement. This guy had a rap sheet that was at least 12 pages long. He was a career criminal. He even had an attempted murder case against him, and all of this had been adjudicated, and he had been released by the legal system, which included the blessing of the district attorney to put him back out on the street over and over and over again. And, Frank, this is the problem. Guns are not the problem. It's what's going on with the people and the legal system, and in the case of Philadelphia, that is a very strong, solidly blue city.
Yeah, I'd like to see guns are inanimate objects. They don't just go off. They don't take hostages. It's the person using the tool. That said, I'd like to see this guy's firearms permit. I'm sure he got his gun legally, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he went to the gun store, passed the background checks, and
absolutely.
Did the waiting period. Yeah. There we are.
Yep.
If this mayor...
Not.
I want to know if Philadelphia has actually made itself a gun-free zone like Chicago. If it has not, why hasn't he gone to the city council and asked them to enact that kind of law there before he goes whining about the state and the federal government? Then I want to know why he hasn't told his own police department to go around and round up all these weapons. As Chicago shows, draconian gun control measures simply take guns out of the hands of people who can defend themselves against people who illegally get guns. Criminals don't follow gun laws. So when you hear this kind of pablum coming out of politicians' mouths, it's an emotionally painted knee-jerk reaction to get political attention, to pretend that they don't have any control of what they can do about crime in their city. He wants to change up how they deal with crime in that city. Do it. You're the mayor.
Yeah. Now, we don't know how Mr. Jeffrey Epstein died yet. They're still doing the evaluation of the body, which I think should have probably been impounded or whatever they call it by the DOJ and the FBI and sent down to Quantico for further analysis,
yep.
Just my opinion. But this is what we heard yesterday on the Communist News Network.
So Epstein sustained multiple breaks in his neck bones. That's according to the Washington Post, who added among the bones broken was the hyoid bone, that is the bone near the Adam's apple in men, and this sort of break can happen if a person hangs themselves. Now, the Post says they're learning this from sources familiar with the autopsy. Remember, the results of the autopsy have not been released. The New York Medical Examiner says it's pending, but these new details certainly raise more questions about how he died. Of course, that autopsy is going to give us important information because it will give the cause and the manner of death, which will help investigators moving forward who still have a lot of questions to answer, particularly about the timeline. What happened before the financier's death?
Okay, what happened before the financier's death? Let's see. I'll tell you three things that really got my attention. Number one, they mistakenly let a serial a criminal out who had numerous assaults against him. They let him out, released him from jail, and he wasn't supposed to be released, number one. Number two, they removed the person that was sharing the cell with him a few hours before all this transpired. And number three, what was supposed to be a 25-minute passing and checking on the cell and looking in to make sure that he was still doing all right wound up being at least 3 hours because the guards, according to what we heard, fell asleep and did not make the round for 3 hours.
With a high-profile prisoner like this, with the probable testimony he could have given to implicate some very high-value people out in the community, there should have been extreme measures to make sure nothing happened to this guy. To say that it was all a giant coincidence that all of these things happened at once, that the cameras went down, that this guy was allowed to be harmed 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks before he died, and to let it happen again, nah. You've got to be an idiot if you believe anything, if you believe that, oh, wow, this is just a guy who figured out a way to kill himself in his cell. The same unit where people like Ramzi Yosef and El Chapo were actually held.
And the guy that, let's see, the chief of staff of the campaign director, Paul Manafort.
Yeah, and the blind sheikh, and all these people with giant networks who, if they could have gotten them out or gotten them killed so that names weren't dropped. So you're telling me that Jeffrey Epstein, a financier, can actually figure out better how to kill himself than all of these people who deal in terrorism and death?
Yeah.
You know, you have to suspend the laws of probability if you think this guy was that good that he could do what an international terrorist could not.
Yeah. All right, well, here comes the music. I look forward to talking to you on Monday, and folks, be watching the Talking Head shows come Monday, or come Sunday. I'm sure we're going to be talking about a lot of what transpires there on Monday, Frank.
You got it.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay well, my friend.
All righty. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA News, the podcast. Don't forget to go over there and check it out on Facebook. I'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Another lively Trump rally, this one in New Hampshire. President Trump pointing out a heckler who interrupts his speech.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising.
Get him out of here, please. Got a bigger problem than I do. Got a bigger problem than all of us. Now he goes home and his mom says, "What the hell have you just done?"
Now, during his remarks in Manchester, the president tackles what he believes is the Democratic agenda.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart. They vilify anyone who doesn't share their extreme views.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna. And Don and Donna are listening to me right now, live in the living color, on our affiliate up there in Carrollton, Georgia, WLBB, AM 1330, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, the big hoo-ah out there for everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. We are the largest franchise in all of the 185 locations across America, right here in Tampa Bay, 430 boats. And don't forget, you can give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM to find out more. We'll have more information for you during the next segment when we have our beach and boating forecast. Well, joining us right now, we've got the prognosticator of sports. We call him the insurance quarterback, but on Mondays and Fridays, we make him the sports quarterback. That would be Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Pleasure speaking with you as always.
Now, I got to start with the big sports news of yesterday, and it had nothing to do with the game. It had to do with Dale Earnhardt Jr., his wife, and their one-year-old baby as an aircraft crashed in the Bristol, Tennessee area. This is not the first time they've had aircraft crashes involving NASCAR folks at that airport. And this happened. They got out. Apparently, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is okay. His wife is going to survive. She was injured slightly. The child was in there overnight for observation. And I guess everything's going to be okay.
They are very blessed and fortunate, Captain. And God must have been looking over them, because if you see that plane,
I saw it.
How they survived. For the people out there, I know you did, but it's amazing. So I'm very happy for that family. They've had enough tragedy in their life at an early age, losing their father, in that car wreck in Daytona. So, yeah, that Bristol, Connecticut, it has been an
Bristol, Virginia.
Report. Oh.
That's Virginia.
I mean, Tennessee. I got it, both those.
Well, that's right on the, it's Bristol, Virginia, Bristol, Tennessee, but that airport is right on the line.
Yeah, right on the line. I'm thinking ESPN.
Captain. Thunder Valley is what we call about. Thunder Valley.
Short track this weekend will be interesting. Yep. It should be a fun race up there, to say the least.
Yep, so, we call it Thunder Valley for a reason.
There you go. And it'll be a lot of fun for the people watching. Thank God he didn't pass away or get severely injured, or the family. So that's good. That would have put a little damper on the weekend for the race.
And he's now a broadcaster, so he was going there to broadcast.
Yes, he was. Yep.
Yeah.
Sure was.
So, Dale Earnhardt Jr., wow. I mean, that family. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that was actually the Dale Earnhardt Jr. Enterprises aircraft.
Yeah, and just we've had a few people pass away in plane crashes. We lost Payne Stewart, great golfer. A lot of famous people, have died in private plane crashes, and that's a shame.
Davy Allison in a helicopter?
Yeah, exactly, Captain. Yeah. Amazing. Actors and actresses, too. And
well, let's go play a little baseball. We know where NASCAR is going to be this weekend, but baseball's heating up. We're getting down. We did have 40 games left in the season earlier. They're heating up, and by the way, I went to see the Clearwater Threshers last night, and they won their game.
Yeah, Philadelphia franchise. Yep. The Phillies won on a walk-off game winner, playing good ball up there in Philly with Bryce Harper and doing a good job. They're trying to make a last run at it, so we'll see what happens for the Phillies. And wild card pitcher just keeps getting tighter and tighter. So it's going to be a fun last month of baseball this year. I'm really excited.
So let's cut right to the chase and go to the AL East. Rays are, I believe, 21 games over 500, correct?
Correct.
And the Yankees just keep winning.
And Stanton's coming back for him, Captain, probably in September. Another power hitter for him. And I'll tell you, they're going to be tough to beat in the playoffs and in the World Series, to say the least, because the chances are they're going to make it. But, hey, in this type of five-game, seven-game series, anything can happen, Captain. So we'll see. And then, obviously, the one-game playoff to get to the series is going to be exciting.
And they keep talking about the Yankees and the Red Sox, and they're not mentioning the team in the middle, the Tampa Bay Rays.
No, they don't think they have enough firepower, and the Rays have had some injuries on the pitching staff, so they're thinking they're out of it. But that team,
they find a way to win.
They do, and the guys in the clubhouse are trying to get each other motivated for the whole year. They're making moves that some people don't like, but you know what? They're winning, and that's what it all comes down to. And Kevin Cash is going to find a way to win, and the kid's done an outstanding job. So I'm real happy that he's done well for him.
Okay, football. I believe we got a game, several games tonight, right?
Oh, yeah. Miami Dolphins, and the Bucks have been doing some joint practices this week, and the Bucks will take on
And the bearded guy's on the other side of the field. He's with the Dolphins, and he was having a good time, I guess.
Yeah, Fitzmagic. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, it looks like he's won the starting quarterback job down there. They're going to have Rosen kind of learn behind him.
I am not surprised.
No, and there's nothing wrong with that because the kid's only 24. He's got another 10, 12 years to play good football. Why not give him this year to learn behind Ryan and see what mistakes he made in Arizona and learn from them? I mean, Steve Young left Tampa Bay and went to San Fran behind Joe Montana. That turned out pretty well. So we'll see what happens down there. And the Bucks, they're going to see if they can keep making it happen with that offense and Bruce Arians at coach. So I'm excited about that for them.
Well, they scored 28 points last week, predominantly with a second unit.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
And that field goal kicker was amazing.
Yeah, Matt Gay hit that 55-yarder at Heinz Field. That's not an easy ball field to kick the ball in either, Captain. It's really rough there in Pittsburgh with the way the tunnels and the wind work. So give the kid credit. And he came from Utah to where he had that elevation and that nice wind carrying the ball. But the kid has a powerful leg. So we'll see if he can be the next.
And we've got Rocco Baldelli up there, and whether he's in Minnesota, and they're just cruising along.
Twins are doing very well, Captain. I'm very happy for Rocco. there's going to be a neat little tutelage of former Rays that are doing well and have done well.
As managers.
Exactly. So Joe Madden has something to be proud of there with his legacy, to say the least. So it's very nice. And the Cubs are, you know, looking good, too. A lot of people who listen to the show across the country are Cub fans, and that's...
Oh, yeah.
St. Louis is looking good. So in that Midwest, that's big baseball country, and I'm very excited about it. So.
Now, September the 12th, we got something coming up at the American Legion Post number 5. You're going to be there. Brandon and I, it's going to be Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, and the captain, me. We're going to have an event that we're co-sponsoring there, and we're bringing in some experts like yourself to talk about that gap that the veterans are not aware of with TRICARE and whatnot that you can help them with so they don't pay any out-of-pocket expense. So tell us about what it is you do.
Well, Captain, you know, I can't wait for that event, number one. There's a couple things I do. For our veterans, a lot of veterans have qualified for long-term care policies that I can share with them, but they have to give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland. Also, I have a book called Mission 1 Million that I'd love to get out to the listeners. And what that does is show you some wealth building and how to help you out. And also doing some things to have safe retirement. And then the other thing I do is I like to make sure people have the right insurances through Medicare, TRICARE, through their group employer. A lot of guys are 65 and older still, you know, working, Captain, and on their group health insurance. It behooves them to get off the group health for the employer and the employee. They both would save money and get probably better health insurance because of the Medicare and the gap I can provide. So anybody listening out there, I can be of help. Just give me a call at 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland, and we'll get together over a cup of coffee and see how I can be of assistance. If I can be of help, great. If I can't, I guarantee you can tell a family member I can help out.
And what are you doing this afternoon at between 5 and 6?
5 and 6, we'll be doing a little show and having a little fun there on AM 1380, The Biz, talking a little bit of finance, talking a little bit of insurance, and talking about what's going on in our world with Captain and I. So that'll be a great, great time.
Well, what's going on in our world is we're all going fishing this weekend, right?
Nothing wrong with that. Get away and enjoy life. Thank God for the
freedom. And actually, with the help of Freedom Boat Club next month, I'm going to take a bunch of veterans, wheelchair-bound veterans out in one of the big pontoon boats, the 27.5-footers, and we're going to take them out and we're going to go fishing.
Well, by the grace of God, we have freedom here because of our veterans.
Oh, by the way, I got a red shirt for you today.
Well, thank you, Captain. I appreciate that. You know, I'm looking forward to you know, show of the day, looking forward to that event. It's about helping people, and veterans helped us out a lot, so it's time to help them out. I'm a big proponent of that, Captain.
All right, we got to run, and I'll see you this afternoon, my friend. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays when we get him going on sports here. And, of course, don't forget you can hear him this afternoon, 5 to 6 p.m. on AM 1380 The Biz. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, there's some breaking news coming in here right now, and a lot of you are not going to like hearing this, but I can't do nothing about it except read it the way it is. This is coming from Israel. In a climb down, the Israeli Knesset says that Israel will let Tlaib, Congresswoman Tlaib, enter into the Palestinian section of Israel to visit with her Palestinian family, but it's not Omar. This is just Tlaib. Now, is she going to be a rabble-rouser when she gets there? I bet you. I bet you. But she's been allowed to go into where her family lives in Palestine. She is a Palestinian, which is another reason why we have all these problems that we do, and she is so anti-Israeli. It's another reason. And again, that's breaking news just now coming in from the wire services over there in Israel. So, like it or not, it's going to happen. Tlaib is going to get to go to Palestine. Oh, well. Oh, well. And what do we know, right? What do we know? But I think it was a good move to begin with, not to let them come in there and just take over the situation and do whatever it was they were going to do. Omar, by the way, is not being allowed to go in, but Tlaib is. Now, let me get going here with the beach and boating forecast. Here we go.
Hi,
Alrighty, it's Friday, and that means it's time for the beach and boating forecast for today and the weekend. Now, we're going to have some scattered showers and thunderstorms during the course of the day. There will be a high risk of riptide because of this situation we've got going on in the Gulf. Now, we've had a tropical wave come into the Gulf, and it's not a storm or anything like that, but it's certainly bringing us a lot of different rain throughout the day and throughout the evening. Winds will be out of the southwest to start out the day. They'll be 5 to 10 miles per hour with higher gusts this afternoon. The seas will be 2 to 3 feet with a light chop. Might be a little moderate as the day goes on. The current Gulf water temperature, 88 degrees. The bay water temperature, 86 degrees. Our high tide came at 4:16 a.m. And our low tide is coming at 8:38 a.m. And the current beach and boating forecast, always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you have access here in Tampa Bay to 430 boats and counting at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they've got 185 locations across the country, 3 in Canada and 2 in France. You heard me right, 2 in France. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports with 2 more coming, and there's a rumor they're going to Gainesville. So, now you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. And if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you'll get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a deduction of $1,500 on your one-time membership fee. All you got to do is pay the balance due. And then after that, it's a monthly fee. Now, your membership will also give you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations across the country, 185, plus the 3 in Canada. All you got to do is go to the FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website. That's FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you even more. There you go. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. 855-FREEDOM on the number. Well, we have a situation brewing on Sunday in Hong Kong. If you haven't been paying attention, Chinese military is staged there. They've been practicing all week long, about 12,000 of them, crowd control. And it looks like as if Sunday will be the tell-all day. Because they are going to have a million-man march in Hong Kong. And if they do, if that actually happens, I'm going to tell you right now, you'll see the Chinese military come into Hong Kong. Because the police cannot handle the crowd control. They just can't. So we'll see what happens. Now, to my friends in the Tea Party, and the tea parties are alive and well and still doing a lot of activity. You may not see them per se, but if you go to a Trump rally and you see the Gadsden flags or you see a lot of red, white, and blue, 9 times out of 10, that's got something to do with the Tea Party. And even though some people in Congress and some people in the House and Senate both have said that the Tea Party is dead, they don't know what they're talking about. I go to regular Tea Party meetings. I speak at regular Tea Party meetings. They are alive and they are well. They are playing the game the way the politicians do, on their own turf, in their offices, in the capitals, state capitals, county legislators, as well as federally in Washington, D.C. Now, the fundamental piece of the Tea Party movement's original set of principles and aims that continue on to this day remains: we're taxed enough already. We believe in the Constitution of the United States. We want the Constitution enforced. We believe in legal immigration, not illegal immigration. We believe in balancing the budget, not just adding. And while there is a dark cloud of socialism that's posing a direct threat to everything that people in the United States that love our country believe in. It's failed as an ideology, but it needs to be defeated again if even more victories are to be won. We cannot have a socialist America. We cannot have a socialist America. And we will not allow a socialist America to take place here in the United States. I believe the American people get it. I know there's some people that are might be weak-minded being said, well, you know, I can get free college, and I can get a free car, and I can get a free house, and I can get free food. Free. Hey, there ain't nothing that's free. There ain't nothing that's free. Somebody has to pay for it. And with all the broken promises out there coming from the liberal left, why would anybody believe them about anything? Now, leading Democrats right now are pushing court-packing schemes reminiscent of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. They want to change the makeup of the Supreme Court. They threaten the Supreme Court if they take up gun legislation cases that they might, when they get in charge, they might change the whole makeup of the Supreme Court and change the whole mission directly. Never give up. We are not going to allow these people to do that. Never give up. There is a right side of this argument and a wrong side of the argument, if you want to call it an argument. But those of us that believe in the principles that made America great, and by the way, we're not going to go back and change textbooks to try to change names and change incidences and try to make it look like, well, maybe we're a little bit more socialist than we think. We're not going to do that. We'll let them do that in California, where they're trying to change textbooks right now and change things around and forcing parents to allow their kids to go through various sex training courses in school, elementary school, I might add, where we never thought of having that be a part of the curriculum when I was in school. See, there's a lot of things going on right now. The fundamental transformation of America. I get it, you get it, and we don't want it. So remember, as we close another week here on the show, remember, we need to find out what it takes to keep this country going and keep the United States the greatest country on the planet Earth on which to be. We need to keep doing that. And we will on this program. We will. We'll wave the flag. We'll say God bless America. We'll say God save America. And we won't stop. Period. You can count on that one. All right. Well, it's going to be a great weekend. I hope everybody that doesn't hear us on the weekend has a great day. A big shout out to everybody up there in the Panhandle, Navarre, for the Republican Party of Florida quarterly meeting up there. Hope everybody's doing well. And I'll see you all Monday morning, bright and early, 2 a.m. on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.